said that she was blessed and that he was start having trouble with money.
Amos, I know the book. I know the penis. I know that and the stuffing. I can handle all them things. But when people start signing my name to checks, that's taking things too far.
Well, in the first place, Amos, that new bylaw that the King Fisher's done rid of folks, you signing them checks with him, that's bad, you know?
The bylaw is all right, but it ain't working out for
that. No, that ain't right now. You can't tell me that. In the first place, the King Fisher signed your name when he ain't there.
The trouble is, everybody's signing my name.
Yeah, but ain't nobody got no business signing your name but yourself. That's why you ain't got a name, so you can sign it.
And the funny part of it is, they have even drawn in money, drawn the money out of the taxicab from this bank account.
What did the man at the bank say to you today when you was over there?
He told me I was overdrawn. He said he'd been sending back checks all day with insufficient funds on.
But who has been drawing checks now?
Well, the King Fisher's wife given that card money, or whatever it is, for them ladies and the old brother. She signed my name. Then the whale that was just repeated has run against him. He is still signing checks.
He is the one that's been doing this thing, huh? You say he's coming over here.
I wish somebody would tell him that he's out of office. Stop signing.
Even if he ain't out of office, he ain't got no business signing Andy Brown on this, is he?
Well, that's the way it's going. I work hard, try to get everything going right. Then some crazy brother come around here and try to mess up everything. Wait till that whale come over here. I'm going to tell him about it.
If I were you, I'd tell him. I'd let him know that you ain't going to mess with him no more.
What business has he got signing my name? That's what I want to know.
When I talked to him on the telephone, I told him to come right on over here so if you wanted to talk to him.
This mystic night of the sea. I'll break up this.
The thing to do now is to let him know that you ain't going to let nobody sign your name. We work all week, took in $49, and fast as we put in the bank, somebody is checking it out. Now we ain't got nothing.
Another thing. The Kingfisher's wife had on a new hat today.
She had on a new hat, huh?
And I know the Kingfish ain't making no money.
Well, now I'll tell you something else. I saw the Kingfish this morning coming out the shoe store with a new pair of shoes.
Amos, somebody is getting money around here.
Ain't no 2 ways about that, and I'm mad about it, too. They done got our money that we had in the bank.
First thing you know, they're going to start signing your name in check.
They better not start signing my name in no check. I am arrested. I get a policeman and have him put right in the jail.
Where is you keeping this money that you saved?
I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to tell nobody where it is.
I ain't trying to get none of it. I just asking you where you keep it.
I ain't say that you was trying to get none of it, is it? I just say that I ain't going to tell nobody where it is. I got to hold on to my money.
Wait a minute. I hear somebody coming. I'll cut that the way.
Hello, Kingfish. How is you?
Hello, Kingfish.
Well, boys, how is you? What are you boys doing down here?
We is trying to straighten out this mess about the money.
We is waiting here for the whale, Kingfish. He thought that you was the whale when he heard you coming.
Yeah.
Well, things are sitting in a mess, ain't they?
If this here is the way the brother's going to act, I'm going to resign. I'm going to hand in my application and get out of here.
Well, Brother Andy, don't get mad with the brothers. Oh, remember, we are all brothers in this great fraternity, the mystic knights of the sea. Think of the good that we all get out of the wonderful work of the law.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Now, boys, let me sit down here and talk this thing over with you.
You talking about getting good out of the law, and we ain't been getting no good out there for the past 2 days. The way the brothers are passing checks around here, we ain't got nothing. Who ever heard of people signing checks, signing somebody else's name?
I'm getting sick and tired of letting these brothers walk all over me around here.
They've been putting you in the penitentiary for doing that. Some of these brothers get in jail, they knew it too.
And I saw it as my wife signed your name to the check the other day, but I done explained that to you.
What did she do with the money after she got it? If I can get that back, that's all I want.
Well, you know, I told you that the old lady was getting up this card for it with all jewelry, and soon as she got the money, she done spent it for something for the other gal, you see.
Certainly is a mess, I know that much.
You can't blame my wife in a way, though, for she didn't understand everything when I explained it to her. You see, I told her that you had to sign the check with me, but I could sign your name, Andy, if I couldn't find you after looking for you for an hour.
Well, how come your wife signed my name to the check?
Well, you see, now and then, she writes the checks and signs my name for it. So she got mixed up and forgot to sign my name and signed your name by mistake. She put the fresh air taxi cab down the bottom of it too by mistake, so that's how the checks got out, you see, out of your bank account.
And she has unspent the money, huh?
Yes, but don't worry, Brother Andy. We'll get it back as soon as some of the brothers pays the due.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you going now, Kingsley? Well, me and my wife is going out on a little party tonight, so I got to get on home and get cleaned up and get ready to go. What is that you got on your arm there? Oh, this year, one of the stores downtown had a sale on some shirts, so I thought it'd be a good chance to get myself a half a dozen of them. I was clean out.
You done bought six shirts at one time?
Yes, this was a big sale. Well, boys, I'll get on.
All right.
So you gonna leave us, huh? Well, boys, take care of everything. If any of the brothers come down to pay the dues, you can take the money and turn it over to me tomorrow.
All right. See you later, Kingsley.
So long, boys.
So long. What do you think about it?
Well, in the first place, the king says he's done bought shoes, and his wife has done bought a new hat, and now he done bought six shirts. Where is he getting that money from?
It look bad, don't it?
Maybe we is buying his clothes for him, and we don't know it.
I wonder if he is getting anything. He ain't got no business getting.
I'm going to find out what's going on down here with the money, because I'm getting sick and tired of losing money. I know that much.
Here we is now, got $5 between us, and we ought to have $50. This is a mess. We can't pay the bills or nothing else. Oh, here comes somebody.
Yeah, here comes somebody over there.
Well, hello, Brother Wales.
Hello, Brother Wales.
Good evening, brother. Good evening. Well, I see you were still calling me the Wales. Brother Andy, you is the Wales now.
I guess you kind of get in the habit of calling you that. It's hard to stop, I guess.
Well, what did you brothers want to see me about?
Go on, tell him, Andy.
Well, I tell you, I was thinking, what was it that I wanted to see the Wales about?
About the money, I tell you, Wales. He wants to know if you have been signing his name on checks.
Is anybody recusing me of forging checks?
Oh, no, no. We was just wondering if you had stopped signing.
I tell you what, Chip. Somebody told us that you have been signing Andy's name on checks.
Why, Brother Andy, that's the insult.
Well, that's all right about the insult. But I just want to let you know right now that somebody has been signing Andy's name. And somebody told him that it was you. And I just want to tell you that whoever's doing it is going to jail if I have to put him in there myself. Now, you can get mad if you want to, get all that frown on your face, but I'm just telling you that if you don't stop signing checks, I'm going to have you put in jail.